weather it's been a good time to stay indoors and re-watch TV series. And I picked up a lovely double bill, Tinker Tailor, Soldier Spy and Smiley's People, and it was great. With Alec Guinness as Smiley, and I'd forgotten.
Wasn't he like Obi-Wan or something?
Yeah, but this was when he was cooler than Obi-Wan.
No one's cooler than Obi-Wan. Just wanted to say that. Fair enough. And you've been watching?
I've been rewatching Battlestar Galactica. Not the original, the more recent Battlestar Galactica.
I like the original because it had Moffat in it.
No, painful. I do actually own the original. I did rewatch it some time ago and realised how incredibly painful it was. But no, I'm rewatching the other one and realised it started in 2004. My God, I'm old. So I'm enjoying it. But I habitually get to about halfway through season three and then life happens and I stop watching it again. So it would be interesting if I get past season three this time.
Did you watch the sequel, Caprica?
Snippets of it.
Because yes, I found it absolutely fascinating, particularly when you find James Masters being the terrorist leader of a Catholic cult.
Excellent. I will definitely funny. Have to watch it now. It has James Masters in it.
If he just plays Spike in every movie or series,
he should,
good.
Absolutely. Why yeah. even do he's, another so character. Much, he's so much cooler as Spike than yeah. with his own American accent, absolutely. And you were watching...
I wasn't on purpose. Ruth watched Scarecrow and Mrs. King for reasons that I don't understand at all.
Bruce Boxleitner, that's probably the reason. I mean, really.
That's dated. That's really
dated. I have not
next
watched
next year's going to be watching Moonlighting or something next. Or Remington Steel.
No. Oh, no. That's bad.
Yeah,
but
see?
Bab 5.
Yes, and that led her to watch Bab 5.
Okay.
So I've been in the room while she's watching Bab 5, which counts sort of as watching it. And gee, the dialogue is awful. I loved that film, but the dialogue of that series, I really loved it when it came
season
out.
Season one is
but listening to it
pretty
again,
dreadful.
Yeah.
Especially the original, the first pilot.
Why
so
did I love
bad.
That?
But when it comes to
it
season
was very
two,
high tech.
It was
yes.
splendid.
Season two and three... The last season was, because they had because they
but
thought
they
were being cancelled
and they rushed
so
it through in season
was
three.
The last season was kind of iffy.
Yeah, left over bits.
Yeah, there's five seasons, aren't there? Five. Yes. So yes. Two, three, and four. Half of four are good, and then it kind of gets squished and badness, and then they have Crusade.
And we don't talk about Crusade. Crusade didn't happen.
Except the Technomage.
Except the Technomage. I love the Technomage.
Crusade never was made.
Yeah, of course it was.
No, it wasn't. It's like Serenity. There was no sequel to it. It was never. People tell me they made this movie after Firefly, but no.
Look, next thing
it
you'll
doesn't
tell,
exist.
Next thing you'll tell me, there was no Veronica Mars movie.
Oh no, that was.
Oh,
right.
That was good.
Yeah, that's
but
no, that's
like,
was Veronica
I like
Mars.
I've rewatched Bab 5 several times, including the appallingly bad Legend of the Rangers movie they made.
Oh, watch that. That
mainly because it is the last time you see Andreas Koutsoulas as Jakar. It's the last thing he did before he died, I think. So you kind of have to watch
well,
it.
He was
to have
the
Jakar.
One-armed man. In The Fugitive.
Yes.
I remember him as
yep.
one.
And of course, there's that lovely day in the life where we follow our favourite cycle operative.
This is true, yes. Yep. So
Alfred Bester.
I like Bab 5, but yes, season one is pretty.
It's just a dialogue. It's just
to
hard to sit
through. But it was very high tech at the time. The space battles and everything were very well done at the
so
time.
So when it's residents on Babylon 5, that's what, 2000 or a bit earlier?
Oh, I think
can't
a bit
remember.
Earlier
now.
Than that, even.
It was the tail end of the 90s.
Yeah, I think I would think so.
So that predates your Battlestar.
Oh,
Galactica.
Way predates Battlestar.
Unless we want to go back to your original Battlestar.
No, we're not doing that. No.
Well, you don't
remember Ghost and Mrs. Muir.
I do.
Yes,
I love the
do.
Ghost and Mrs. Muir.
And there wasn't
and,
a movie on.
And our
before.
former inhabitant Mim actually has my movie of the Ghost and Mrs. Muir.
We should watch a Ghost and Mrs. Muir again. That sounds like a good choice.
I ever get the movie back.